This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's How to Sell from the Stage Like a Pro training program. Finally, a proven step-by-step formula for closing more sales from the stage with extreme confidence. If you speak from the stage and want to have more audience members anxious to invest in your programs and solutions, then do yourself a favor and invest in Jim's proven formula, and you'll soon be closing more sales like a pro. Check it out today at www.howtosellfromthestage.com. That's www.howtosellfromthestage.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Berg, co-author of The Go-Giver and author of Adversaries Into Allies, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things in your business. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I'm really excited about this week's show because my special guest is Mr. Adam Homey, and Adam is someone that I've not only come to count on a great deal in my business and also admire him for literally all he knows, but also for who he is. Let me tell you a little bit about Adam from his bio. He is the founder and creator of Help My Website Sell and the Business Creators Institute. And he's taken his passion for helping small business owners and entrepreneurs succeed and is now putting it to work for you, for entrepreneurs like you who listen to Stick Like Glue Radio. And, you know, for years, Adam has been the secret weapon in the arsenal of literally dozens of internet marketers, executive marketing solution providers, and professional service providers such as attorneys, accountants, financial advisors, and so many more. His mentoring, teaching, is delivered one-on-one in small group settings and through detailed videos. His videos are awesome, by the way. So basically, he helps you emancipate the power of information by converting more social media fans and followers as well as website visitors into prospects and customers and simplifying your internet marketing technology so you can get more customers, make more money, and make a bigger difference now. So to learn a little bit more about how Adam can help you, be sure to check out helpmywebsitesell.com and also businesscreatorsinstitute.com. In full disclosure, Adam has been working with me for probably almost 6 years now, I think, as I call him my sensei of my online empire. And he's also been in my mastermind and coaching program. I think he's the longest running member in that program. Is that right, Adam? How you doing, buddy?
I think I'm the longest continuous member. There may be a few people who joined before I did, but I remember already participating in this at least as early as 2009. So 9, 11, 12, we're in our sixth year together, at least as far as the mastermind.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome indeed. So, you know, one of the reasons we're doing this, and I asked Adam to be on my show, as we record this particular interview, we're just a few weeks out from my really crazy successful Dream Business Academy in Adam's hometown of Las Vegas, Nevada. And one of the highlights from that event was the presentation that Adam did for the entrepreneurs and small business owners on how to multi-purpose content to make sure, as busy entrepreneurs, we not only get the biggest bang for our buck, which in terms of marketing is exposure and, you know, getting more prospects and customers, but also, you know, how to capture every lead into your funnel from the writing, recording, whatever content you're creating. How can you take that exercise of creating that one piece of content and multi-purpose it? So, Adam, that was you really had a lot of people mesmerized and writing notes that day.
Well, anytime I can help, I'm happy to do so. And one of the things I want our listeners to understand right away is one of the biggest challenges I see with entrepreneurs. It can be everything from trying to figure out how to do a YouTube video to how to do a blog post or sometimes even earlier in that process when they're trying to figure out, how am I going to get my website live? What content am I going to create for my website? They put themselves in this mode where they're staring at the computer screen. They have their Microsoft Word up, or they have their iPad open, or however they choose to do it, or even they have the old-fashioned yellow line notepad with a pen. However they write, and they finally cleared their schedule. They finally gotten their calls taken care of. The phone's blocked. They're in their happy place. And now all of a sudden they're tapping their screen, or they're tapping their notepad, and they're saying, what do I write? What do I write? What do I write? And what I've experienced through the past several years of working with entrepreneurs who struggle with content is, in almost all cases, they already have the content that they need. It's just a matter of finding it. We do a content coaching module here, and it's specifically geared towards folks who are trying to get their website launched, but the launch keeps getting delayed and delayed and delayed because the content just isn't there. And we literally sit them down on a conference call, and we suck the content out of them and show them how they already have 85 to 90% of the content. And what I want to share with our listeners today, and what I was so honored to share at Dream Business Academy, was that exact same concept. You already have 85 to 90% of your content. It's a question of finding it and repurposing it for all the needs you have in terms of videos, podcasts, blogs, articles, webinars, your signature talk, anything else that you need to do in terms of creating content and putting it out there to draw people closer to you.
And I think one of the big things that you do for me so well is, you know, for every week, you know, for 5 years, I've been shooting videos. I've been doing starting my third year of the podcast, my sixth year of doing a weekly e-zine and all kinds of things. And you helped me take one of those things, or, you know, for example, within the e-zine, there might even actually be a few different articles, but you take that content and you repurpose it and put it out in many different places, all with the goal, I guess, of getting conversions from this online experience. So my first question, Adam, kind of a 10,000-foot view, is how do you define website conversions?
A website conversion, for those who are listening, is very simply getting a visitor to your web page to do what you want them to do. So if you have a webinar sign-up page, the conversion is when they sign up for your webinar. If you're promoting an event like Dream Business Academy and you want people to sign up to come to that event, when somebody signs up for the event, that's a conversion. It's also a conversion when somebody contacts your office and says, hey, I'm interested in this Dream Business Academy, but I have a couple questions. You've converted that person because they've raised their hand and they've taken action. Hey, if they're calling you asking questions about your event, that's essentially your registration to lose at that point. I mean, it's really as simple as that. A conversion can also be as simple as you put a post on Facebook and you say like and share, and people like and share it. They did what you wanted them to do. So really, that's the simple definition of website conversion. I mean, we can talk technically about it all day long, but really, if you think along those terms, you'll have a basic understanding of what we're looking to accomplish.
And I think the most important thing our listeners can take out of that answer is a website conversion doesn't mean they give you money. You know, a lot of people say, well, how does it convert? It's one thing to get them in your line, you know, in your system, in your list, but how do you convert them? And that kind of a question leads you to, they want you to think about money. But in the case like you just described, if you want them to go from, say, Facebook onto your email list, or if you want them to go just to register for webinars, whatever the act is, whatever the action step is, that's a conversion.
There's something else I'd like to add to this conversation, which I think the listeners will find helpful here. There's a principle out there, and we find this a lot in coaching. We find it a lot in consulting, and it's the principle of micro-commitments, the idea of getting people to take small steps towards their larger goal. Here's the analogy I like to share with folks. Let's say that you make up your mind that you're going to lose 50 pounds. Now, if you take the approach that, you know what, I'm not going and I'm buying bigger clothes, I'm not doing this, starting now, I'm cutting out all the junk food, I'm going to run 10 miles a day, and in 3 weeks I'm going to lose 50 pounds. Now, what do you think is going to happen if somebody takes that approach?
They're going to gain 10 pounds, or they're certainly not going to lose 50 pounds in a few weeks.
Yeah, they're going to say, the heck with this, I'm going to order an extra large pizza with extra everything, and I'll go buy the bigger pants tomorrow, is basically what's going to happen, because they're going to get discouraged very quickly when they hurt themselves trying to run 5 miles after they've been sitting on their butt for 3 years nonstop, and then they're going to just give up on the whole thing and say, oh, I hurt. I need 2 extra large pizzas with extra everything to feel better. So it kind of defeats the purpose. However, If they take the approach of micro-commitments, they're more likely to lose the weight. So an example of a micro-commitment is, okay, I know I need to lose these 50 pounds. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to stop eating after 6 o'clock p.m. So that's something that they can fulfill. Then the second step is I'm going to drink more water, which is also something easy to do. You can always drink a few more glasses of water a day. And if you understand that sometimes when what you think is hunger is actually thirst, if you understand that principle, that it's not always hunger, it's actually something that feels like hunger sometimes, but it's actually just thirst. If you take a drink of water, you can make that go away. That's another micro commitment. Then another micro commitment could be, okay, I'm going to start taking a 1 mile walk 3 days a week. So on and so forth until you gradually up that scale. And the next thing you know, you've come down that scale by 50 pounds. These are examples of micro commitments. In many cases, this is what you need to do with your audience, where you get them to commit to attending your webinar. Then you get them to commit to buying an entry-level product. You get them to commit to the mastermind. So you just work them up, and you get them to take a series of micro-commitments to the point where they arrive at the goal you ultimately want them to arrive at.
Awesome. Hey, Adam, at the Dream Business Academy, you shared the three P's of website conversion. Can you give a shorter version here for our listeners?
Absolutely. And before I share those three P's of website conversions, there's kind of a shocking fact that I want to share with our listeners today, and people are going to hear me say this, and they're probably going to think for a moment, Jim, why did you have this wacko come onto your podcast? So what I'm about to share with folks is contrary to everything you've seen out there in internet marketing type teaching and all of the things that people tell you in terms of search engine optimization, growing your business, building your website, getting customers, that you need this thing called traffic to your website. Well, the fact is the last thing that you need or want is traffic to your website. The reason being is when I think of traffic, I think of the reason why I work out of a home office. I mean, traffic is you're jammed in something. People are all being herded in the wrong direction. They're late. They're confused. They're debilitated and defeated. And they're stressed and frustrated, and they kind of don't even know why they're sitting there in their car wondering why they're going 5 miles an hour on what's supposed to be the freeway. No, you don't want traffic to your website. What you want are visitors to your web page. By visitors, I mean somebody who falls under the three P's of website conversions. Pre-qualified, which means we're reaching the right audience with the right message and attracting the right people to come to the web page. Prepped, which means they've seen a message before they arrive at your web page and they understand what they're going to find when they arrive there. They know the value that's going to be made available, or at least they have an idea of why they're coming to your web page. And then you want them pumped, so by the time they land on your web page, you're so excited about being there. Like if you're getting them to sign up for your webinar, they're like, oh, my God, I can't wait for this page to load because I want to sign up for this webinar right now. That's how you're going to increase your website conversions.
I like it. Very, very good. So, and I get all that. And by the way, there's a very good book title there for you. I wrote this down, but I'm going to. I'm sure you'll take action on this. Is why you don't want traffic to your website. You'll sell a ton of those. So
that will probably be about our third or fourth book. Not to take any wind out of your sails there, Jim, but I've actually already thought of that one. We have a couple other things coming out in the near future, but that's actually down the road when we do our book that's specifically about website conversion. So I thank you for that, and it looks like great minds think alike on this one.
There we go. So the three P's, can you give us a brief thing on that?
Well, what are you talking about, an example, or you want me to elaborate on the concept? What exactly is your question so I understand your terms?
Yeah, just elaborate a little bit on the three P's. I remember you did that in Vegas. It was really interesting.
Okay, so let's say, for example, that we want to get more people who are on our mailing list to come to our webpage and register for a webinar. Let's use that for an example. So the first thing we want to do is we want to make sure that we have a pre-qualified audience, which means that we're attracting the right people to our list in the first place. So if we have a business that's about custom newsletters or no-hassle newsletters, we're not attracting people who are interested in basket weaving because that would be an audience that's definitely not pre-qualified. And we also want to make sure that we have as much intelligence as we can on our list so we understand what some of their pain points are, what some of their struggles are, what some of the challenges they're looking to overcome happen to be. So that's pre-qualification. Prepping them is where we send them some sort of intriguing email with an attractive subject line that makes them think, okay, I have 50 emails here, but something about what this Jim Palmer is sending me is kind of interesting. So, oh my God, Jim Palmer just sent me an email that said, the subject line is, why newsletters are stupid. I think I'm going to open this one because I'm curious. Why is the newsletter guru saying that newsletters are stupid? So it creates a little bit of a curiosity, and it kind of preps them because now their ears are open, their eyes are open, they're thinking, what? So you kind of have their curiosity a little bit. And then you get them pumped by the message where you tell them you're going to share some great tips with them or that you have a great story to tell them or a case study, something that they're going to be able to look at and say, you know, I need this for my business now. This is something that if I spend a few minutes on this, I feel is going to really help my business move forward. So now they're pumped and they're clicking on that link in your email and they cannot get the Higher Profits webinars fast enough to sign up for that webinar.
Love it. Love it. Hey, Adam, you also described a three-step process for content multipurposing, you know, basically how someone could take one piece of content and get it multipurpose. I forget the number. It was like at least in the 20s what you said,
no,
20 different ways. Yep.
Okay, so here was the recommendation that I gave in the room at Dream Business Academy. Basically, what you need to do is you need to create an hour of content. What I recommended that folks do is host a webinar. And by host a webinar, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to spend $20,000 on ad buy and $500 on a webinar technology and everything else. What it basically means is announce to your list you're going to be doing a webinar on this topic, and you'll organize your content. So you know that during the webinar, you're going to cover this point, this point, this point, and this point. So you already know the content you're getting out of the webinar. And it doesn't matter if you have one person watching or you have 500 people watching. The most important thing is you get the video that you need. That's the first step. And then once you've recorded this webinar, make sure that you record the webinar. Don't just do the webinar because the whole point is the recording. The goal here for this particular exercise is not as much that we're going to be, you know, hosting this huge webinar, although it's great if you can do that and you can make a lot of money with it, that'd be awesome. But if you're really looking to focus on multi-purposing, the important thing is you get a well-organized, coherent, clean webinar recording that has no errors in it and where you deliver your content extremely well. One of my recommendations is if you're really looking to create a piece of content that can be multi-purpose, like a teleseminar or a webinar or a podcast, is to do what we're doing here, which is to have somebody interview you, because your interviewer can make sure that you answer all the questions that need answered to get the information out of that transcript. Then when you have that transcribed, which I'll discuss in a second, the person who's typing up the audio, the content of the audio and typing it into a Word document will type it down in such a way where you'll be able to see, okay, well, this is my first blog post, this is my second blog post, this is my third blog post, these two are going to be my video scripts, and et cetera, et cetera. So the way you speak the content on the webinar will come out in a transcript as something that can be easily cut up and multi-purpose, and we'll talk about that more in a second, just like if you want to turn it into a number of YouTube videos. So basically, the first step is you're going to film ideally a webinar if you can do it. If for whatever reason the challenge is that you just don't have access to webinar technology or you have bad luck with it or whatever, just, you know, do a teleseminar so at least you have a good audio. But we're going to do something for this demonstration that you have a video. So that's step one. Step two is you're going to take that webinar recording, you're going to transform it into three separate items. And this is where our listeners may want to take out their pen and paper, and they may want to remember that they're listening to a podcast so they can rewind this and listen to this again and again until they immerse themselves in the learning and gain something that they can move forward with today. The first piece is a video, of course. So you're going to take that video recording of your webinar, and you're going to make what's known as a streaming MP4. And the idea is that you could load this MP4 somewhere and it'll play properly on a mobile device, because a lot of your listeners are using iPads, they're using Androids, they're using iPhones, and they're using more and more Amazon Kindles. So we're seeing those being used as computers more and more, as a matter of fact. My girlfriend doesn't even have a computer. She uses an Amazon Kindle for all of her computing needs. You have to bear in mind that the video has to play there as well. So the next piece you're going to create is an audio file. You're going to make an MP3 file of that same video. And most video editing software, such as, and these are ones that may be familiar to your audience, such as Camtasia, There's the AVS video editor that you use and that I use. And then there's the Sony Vegas Movie Studio, or three of the most common ones, will enable you to take a video file and strip an MP3 out of it just by pushing a button. And then the third piece is you want to create what's known as a transcript. And a transcript is simply a Microsoft Word document that has the words that you spoke on that webinar or that teleseminar, and they type them into a Word document. And my recommendation to you, and we could have a separate conversation all day long about what a great transcription this is. I have a company that I recommend. I know you have a company that you recommend, so I don't want to get into that too much. But here's what you want to look for. You want to hire a high-quality transcriptionist who will not only type the words into a Microsoft Word document, but who is educated about the marketing business and will know to structure your transcript so that you can see the content section. And they're going to know to listen to it and, as much as possible, remove the ums and ahs and, like, the background chatter conversation. It really doesn't need to be there, because when you're thinking transcript, you're thinking you're going to be doing more with this than just a literal replication of your videos, we're going to explain in a second. Now, as far as step three, I have to divide this into three sections, A, B, and C. You still with me?
Yep.
Okay, so step 3A, and this is what you're going to do with the video that you create from this webinar. The first point is to create an autopilot webinar on a platform, and the platform that I like is Evergreen Business System. You use it, your business, and I use it for my business, and we both do autopilot webinars, and they're fantastic. You have your webinars at higherprofitswebinars.com, and what's really great about these is it gives you the opportunity to share content with the world in such a way where they can consume it on their terms. So they can go to higherprofitswebinars.com, and they can learn about newsletters. They can learn about social media. They can learn about resources that they can resell, that they can add additional value to their businesses for no additional specific effort on their part. I mean, it's really great that you have reseller programs that people can take and add into their own businesses. So a marketer can go into the newsletter business. They can go into the social media business with Jim Palmer's help. I think it's awesome that you do that to your audience. Another thing you can do with the video is you can carve the video into little segments. You can find 2 to 3 minute segments, and then you put the segments on YouTube. And by putting them on YouTube, you can not only get more information out there about you, but you can optimize the videos. That's right. You can use YouTube videos and optimize those around the key phrases and key words you're looking to be found on. And as those rise in the YouTube search algorithm, they will show up on the front page of the regular Google search when people are looking up the key words that they need to find your business. So YouTube is a key point or a key element of your search engine optimization. Another thing you can do is you can use these same video segments as part of a nurturing sequence. Jim, you do this, actually, where when people get on your mailing list, they will start receiving a series of videos you filmed, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, but they're still 100% relevant, that are about the power of newsletters in your business. And then depending on how much information was available within your original webinar, which you may be able to do, is place that video, or at least a section of that video where you were teaching something, put it inside a membership site on WordPress using Wishlist Member, and then sell it as a product. You can potentially create a product here that you can make money from. That's step 3A. Do I still have you?
You still have me, and we're down to about 6 minutes, so I don't know how much more you're going to go.
Okay, then I'm going to speed up a little bit. Remember, folks, you can stop, start, pause, and rewind. Step 3B, you can use the audio. You can obviously put that audio onto iTunes as a podcast, sort of like you do with Stick Like Glue Radio. You can, just like you have autopilot webinars, you can have autopilot teleseminars. If you use Instant Teleseminar, you can pre-schedule a teleseminar, preload your audio file, and run it as an encore again and again and again. And then another thing you can do is you can carve that audio into segments. And then there's a thing you can do with Camtasia. It's a little bit outside the scope of this talk, but you can create YouTube videos using your audios and an image. That's a separate conversation, and I have resources on that if anybody's interested. Then you can also you can create an information product with your audio, and there's so many other things you can do. You can use it as a bonus for other people's products as well. And then as far as that transcript that I talked about, you can use it to create blog posts. And these blog posts can be placed on your blog. They can be used as scripts for videos you film for YouTube. They can be used as scripts for podcasts. You can find little social media updates out of that transcript. You can usually get 30 to 40 social media updates out of a one-hour transcript if you planned it properly. You can turn that transcript into a book that you can place on Amazon Kindle. You can take four or five transcripts and put them together where each one is a chapter within your published book. You can publish a book. You can create a special report. You can use it to create your signature talk when you speak from the stage. You can use it as notes when you present on the same topic on other teleseminars, webinars, and Google Plus Hangouts. And what's really great about it is if you're looking to write a bunch of pre-structured emails, when people opt into your list and they get sent a daily email that's part of a prospect nurturing sequence, you can take that transcript and basically 15, 20 emails, in other words, 3 weeks worth of daily contact with your prospect you don't have to do manually, is going to be found inside that transcript. So there's a lot you can do with 1 hour's worth of video.
Holy smokes, I sure hope I hit the record button when I'm doing this interview. That was amazing. Hey, Adam, in about like 3 minutes or so, can you talk a little bit about organic content? I mean, you mentioned the term about 3-4 minutes ago, organic content. What do you mean by that?
Actually, the term I believe we're looking for, is organic content multipurposing. And we're going to take two words and put them together. Organic, which means forming an integral element of a whole or having systematic coordination of parts. In other words, something that's natural. And then multipurposing, which is using the same content more than once. What I mean by organic content multipurposing is saying the same thing over and over, just in different contexts. Now, I'll skip straight to an example of this, but, you know, there are some phrases that we see frequently when we follow Jim Palmer on Stick Like Glue Radio and Newsletter Guru TV and everywhere else where you can be found, such as build an iron fence around your customers, more profitable repeat business and the referrals you deserve, smart marketing and business building advice. And when you use these phrases over and over again, not only are you drilling your message into your audience's minds so they know the value and they're impelled to take action, it also makes it easier for you to create content, because if you're basing all of your content around your key phrases, your key marketing messages, that's less you have to come up with every time. And it's so much easier to find just example after example after example of building an iron fence around your customers. I mean, Jim, you've created days worth of content just based on the phrase build an iron fence around your customers. So if you're organically multi-purposing and just using the same message again and again, you're going to continue to save time and build value and systematically build your brand.
Awesome. Wow, what a content-rich interview, Adam. Thanks you so much. This has really been marvelous. I stopped trying to take notes because I just luckily have you on my team and you can do this for me, but I'm sure everybody else is feverishly taking notes. What's the best way for people to learn more about Adam Homey and how you can help them, Adam?
Well, I'm all over the internet just like you are, but in the interest of time, in the interest of delivering the most amount of value to your listeners in the shortest period of time, my suggestion is for everybody listening, take this down. Go to www.businesscreatorsinstitute, where the word creators is plural, businesscreatorsinstitute.com. This is a free membership site, so you can just create a username and password. And inside there, you're going to find a collection of trainings on website conversions. You're going to find a series of videos that show you how to do more with WordPress and do more with internet marketing technology. If you're a do-it-yourselfer who has your hands on your own websites and likes to do things yourself like some of our clients do, this will be invaluable to you in terms of helping you spend less time editing and maintaining and more time educating and monetizing. Now, if you're the type of entrepreneur that says, you know, I'm leveraged, I have virtual assistants, I don't get involved in this, I'm the strategist, I don't get involved in how to edit my WordPress sites or how to use technology to multipurpose my content, then you turn on your virtual assistant, your web designer, your graphic designer, your social media strategist, and you get them into the Business Creators Institute, and I'll be happy to speak with them.
Awesome. Adam, thank you so much. I know you're a busy dude, and really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you very much, Jim, for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with the super talented Adam Homey. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.